வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of July, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Pravitim cha nirvitim cha jana na vidura suraha na sucham na pichacharo na sucham tishu vijate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. Asacham apartishtam ke jagadahuran ishvaram aparashpara sambhutam kimanyakama haitugam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced as sex desire, and has no cause other than lust. Itam drishtim avashtavya nashtamano pa buddhaya bhagavanti ugra karmana sayaya jagato hitaha. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible work meant to destroy the world.
Industry is horrible work. Simply by tilling your ground, you get food grains and keep some cows, you get milk. Your economic problem is solved. But why is such big industry? Ugrakarma. That's why.
Kaman asita dispuram bhambhamanama madhanvitaha moha grihit vasa grahan pravartante suci vrata. The demoniac, taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige, and being thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent.
These big two wars of the world happen only on account of this industry. Do you know that? The cause is the big industry. Germany, industria, they produce goods, they must have market. But when they go to sell, there is no market. Britishers will not allow to sell them. The Britishers will take purchase from them and stamp it, made in England, and sell it. And this is the cause of two big wars. Therefore, Germany declared twice war. Disaster. There will be said, Jagato Ahitaya. Then, gone?
Good.
Now, the other slur.
Kintam apari meyancha, palayantam upasitaha, tam apar hoga parama, itabaditi nishitaha, asa pasa satir badha, tam krodha parayanaha, Ihanti kama pogartam anayinarta sanchayam. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification.
Dhammajamaya
labham imam prapsye manoratam idamasti dhammapime pavishyati punardhanam aso maya hathas satrur anishe chaparamapi ishvaroham aham bhogi sihoham balavan suki ajho bijanavan ashmi ko nushti sabisho maya yaksya dasyami mohisya. Iti ajnana vimohitaha. Translation. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes.
Next. Next bank balance. Then?
So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemy will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity. And thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance.
Next line, Hitler, Napoleon. They thought like that. Then next verse.
Anika Chita Vipranta Mahajala Samara.
Now, where is Hitler? Where is Napoleon? Finish. Then.
Mahajala Samavrata Prashakta Kama Pogashu Patanti Naraki Sucho. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, one becomes too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and falls down into hell. Atma sampavita shtabha vanhana padanditaha yadante namajad neste vamhena vidhi purvakam. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes perform sacrifices in name only without following any rules or regulations. Aṅkāraṁ palaṁ varpaṁ kāmaṁ krodhaṁ ca samsvitā māṁ atmā parādeshu vadviṣānto vayāyusyāsuyākā. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demon becomes envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in his own body.
Next thing. Now, what is God? Amma. Then?
And in the bodies of others, and blasphemes against the real religion. Tanaham visataha kuram samsarishu naharadhaman sipami ajasram asubhan asurishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Asurim yoni mapana Mutha janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kundaya tatoyanti adhamam gatim. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually, they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. Trivitam narakasyedam varam nasaram vatmanaha kamakroras tatalopas. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. Itair vimukta akontaya tamodvarais trivirnaraha acharati atmanas teyas tadoyati param gatim. The man who has escaped these three gates of hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conducive to self-realization, and thus gradually attains the supreme destination. La shastra vidhim usvijya varkate kama karataha la sa siddhim avaknoti na sukham na param gatim.
But he thinks you missed that verse. Jagato ahitaya. Anyway, these are the description of demonic activity. So, this is practical. The last two disastrous war was waged only for this industry. This is God. Germans, they are actually, in Europe, very intelligent. And their machine products and other things, they make very nice things. At least, I have experienced German chemicals, first-class chemicals. So they manufacture, and British occupied the half of the world in the colonization. whole Africa under control, India under control, Japan, China, Burma, Ceylon, Australia. So all these poor people, they manufacture. They have got goods, you know, what to say? As soon as they go to the British territories, no, you cannot say. And if you want to say, then 100% duty. The price increase. This was the grant. Everyone knows it. This is the cause of two wars. The Jagato Ahi. Now, why is a man? He required a scissor. Go to a blacksmith and pay something, he'll make a scissor. No. Produce millions of scissor. Then there is market share. Produce millions of TV machines. A simple use for wasting time. One or two or five may call some important business. Now they are producing millions of sets. They must sell. And people are induced to purchase. And as soon as they purchase, they simply see television, idol also. And learning vicious things. Some unnecessary picture is produced there. They like to see it. Two train are coming and it's smashed. I've seen some television. People are learning how to smash, how to steal, how to harass people. Things are being shown like that. Not that you are soul, your spirit soul, if you degrade yourself, you then get this. You make that television. That how transmigration of the soul is taking place. They have manufactured the machine, so utilize it for your purpose. We have got to do so many things. We can utilize everything. So, if they are not used for Krishna's purpose, they will be used for committing disaster in the world. Just like the atomic bomb. They are meant for creating disaster, that's all. What else they can do? And now everyone is having atomic weapons, just like India. That means they're preparing by nature's course, they're preparing for war. And I put my atomic bomb on your head and you put on my head, you die like that. You see? Now what was the result of the disastrous war twice? The whole European nation doing. They are not no more rich. I saw in Paris and Germany, they are not as rich as the Americans. Because America, inland, there was no such big war. So their opulence is existing. But on account of these two wars, the British completely finished. British completely is now. Hitler wanted that I shall again make these English people fishermen's island. They have to take their business to fishing only. That was Hitler's declaration.
That has happened. They are fishing all over the world trying to get some oil, trying to get some steel, trying to get some grain.
They only work 2 days in a week now. In England?
No, it's finished now. During the petrol shortage, they had to cut themselves down to 2 days a week.
Now they have got Australia. Australia is English, what you say?
No.
No more.
Not anymore.
But I know all educated and advanced educated Englishmen, they are coming to Australia. Good job. Therefore, most of the technical posts, they are occupied by Indians in London. As soon as one is highly qualified medical man, he comes to Australia. So we take care of them. So, therefore, they imported some brain from India. Anyway, our time should be saved for self-realization, that is perfect civilization. Not for creating unnecessary necessity of life. That will increase problem. The scientists, they disagree, but agree. But they could not answer who is the manufacturer, the brain of the scientist.
You have said in one of your tapes, they want to start halfway. Like they say, all of a sudden there is an airplane appeared in the sky. But they do not trace out where that airplane is coming from. So similarly, they are interested in the problems of today, but they do not want to delve into the essential problem. And they are talking about building nice houses, using this and that. They do not want to delve into
this. Practical. The scientists have got good brain, but who manufactures the brain? You cannot do. You have not manufactured your own brain. You could say, by nature, the nature is more powerful than you. But nature is dead. It cannot create life. That is in the hand of Krishna. Mama Ivanka, jiva. As soon as the question of jiva, being is in mind, he can say it's nature. And other thing, Pajilekimamana, Yunisar, Manisar, Prakriti, nature is being. Everything is clear. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Sisti Stuti Palaya Sadhana Sakti Ka. There is an energy which can create, maintain and destroy the whole cosmic manifestation. Sisti Stuti Palaya Sadhana Sakti Ka. One. There is one energy. Chayeva Jasab Vivati Bhuvanani Durga. That energy is working just like shadow under the direction of Krishna. Big energy. And that energy is just like atomic energy, big energy. But it is done by scientists. Not that the ingredients automatically mix together and become an atomic energy. No, that is not possible. People with brain, scientists, they did it. Similarly, this big energy, creation, maintenance and destruction of nature, that nature is called Durga. Durga, Du. Du means difficult. And Ga means going, or to understand. To understand the laws of material nature is very difficult. This is called Durga. Or, Durga means Durga. Durga means this is like a port. We are kept within this. And the superintendent is Durga. Therefore, Durga's picture is 10 hands, 10 directions. Different kinds of organs, protective. Sisti Stuti Palaya Sadhana Sakti Ka Chai Vajasam Bhavanani Jivati Durga. Ichchanu, now the conclusion, Ichchanu Rupamapi Jasvata Chishtate Sa. She is working not independently, according to the desire of somebody else. Who is that somebody? Govinda Mahavipurisham Dham Vajam. I am worshipping. And this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhasya Napagiti Syate Sacharam Charam Hitunani Akaunthiya Jagadvi Pajvattati. Why should we go to research? Everything is there. Our position is very safe. We get the perfect knowledge without wasting our time. We take from Krishna. That's all. Finished? You know everything. Just like so many scientists, so many psychologists, psychiatrists, and religionists, they come to me, but I am neither of them. I never have a scientist, neither a psychologist, neither a psychiatrist, like these or that. But I speak on the strength of Bhagavad Gita, I do with it. It's practical. So many people came to me, but nobody went unheard. Yes?
Big desire.
Because we are getting perfect knowledge from Krishna.
Their question may be, what would you advise them to do?
This boy, settle down there. He has written this book, don't make additional tradition. Therefore, he presents the Bhagavad Gita as it is, no additional tradition. The same thing. As soon as there is addiction, alteration is gone. Finished.
Srila Prabhupada, aren't you presenting Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstances?
Yeah.
So what enables a person to do that?
No, the principle is that you try to understand that you are not this body. That is applicable in all time, all circumstances, for everyone.
Hmm.
It is not that formally one has to learn that he is not this body, and now that is not required. The same problem is there, still.
Hmm.
Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, you have given lesson about this, that you are not this body, you are soul. The same problem is now also. For the foolish person. Because the foolish person will always remain in the world. And the intelligent man is to teach him. This is fact. Always. Without any consideration of time, space and circumstance. There will be certain class of men foolish. And there will be certain class of men who are intelligent. So the foolish man has to take intelligence from the intelligent man. This is perpetually the truth in this material world.
Hmm.
It's not time and circumstances changes this principle. They are really foolish men. There's a really, now there two classes of men are there already. The demons and the demons. So at the present moment, more demons. Two classes of men are there already. But at the present moment, the demons, number of demons are more, and number of demigods are less. Because it is Kali Yuga.
Hmm.
So, Papa, this point of the nail to teach consciousness in Rasa and the Tantrika, in the unitary Rasa in the East, like here in the rest of American Australia.
His question is, his boy is Yugoslavian, and he has done some translating of your Isopanishad into Yugoslavian.
Mm.
So he is wondering, is it possible to spread Krishna consciousness in Yugoslavia?
Everywhere.
And in other Russian countries. But these countries are all under communist rule.
Mm.
So it is very difficult in those countries.
Nothing is difficult. For the time being, it is difficult. But in due course of time, it is very easy. No, who knew that in Europe and America, or all over the world, Hare Krishna is gone. One man has left the field. Others left the field. Others, some of them came, they talked on nonsense, yoga and this and that, nose pressing, eye pressing, not finished. Now Hare Krishna is gone. Now the people, the nose pressure and eye pressure, they are no more important. Is it not? Huh? Now our men go and challenge these Ashkans. And in New York they did it. Huh? And then I prayed of our troops.
One of those nose pressers, he once was speaking, and he said, these Hare Krishna people, they like me very much. They always come to my lectures, and they sell all the books, all their books, and then they go away before I start to talk.
You will be born pressing your nose. We make our business.
He was speaking like that. Because our men go into the lecture dressed in disguise, plain clothes, and we are going in the audience selling books to everyone. They all get the book. And then when he begins to speak, then we all turn around and go out.
Yes, they did it in the Guru Maharaj's camp also.
Ah, oh, yes. Houston.
Hundreds of Bhagavad Gita as it is sold.
Thousands.
So we take advantage of this meeting. We do our business and that. And they have no books. They are simply just pressing of notes. Nothing else. They have no philosophy, nothing of the sort. So what they write? They have no pleasure. Simply cheat. They press your nose, you get over. That's all. And people think, hey, it is so easy, why should I go to Bhaktivedanta?
Uh-huh.
Let me go to the Guru Mahārāja. They think that. And some of our men keep feeling too much pressure requirement. But yet there is nothing cheap. Simply by placing nose and eyes and you become God. Don't make compromise. This principle must be observed. Then you remain strong. As soon as you make compromise, and then it is finished. Dhirambrata. I know this one. Dhirambrata. Bhajante maam dhiram. Namasantastha maam.
Bhajante maam dhirambrata.
The dhirambrata must be there. Strong determination. Then it is gone. The scientist will come to learn and the psychiatrist will come to learn. He will keep dhirambrata. And as soon as you make compromise, then nobody will care.
Hop in the